Julian Assange made a statement. You have to start with the truth. The truth is the only way that we can get anywhere. Because any decision making that is based upon lies or ignorance can't lead to a good conclusion. This short article is called I Will Always Believe. And the background is that we had a group visitor to the Holocaust group on Gab who was obviously displeased in my skeptical Holocaust views. And she pointed out that she had first been struck by the horrors of the Holocaust at age 12. That's typically what happens on a mass basis in American high schools. She'd been really upset seeing some terrible images. She then, in her post on Gab, added the statement that I have turned into the title for this short article, I Will Always Believe in the Truth of the Holocaust. I posted this reply. I sigh. When somebody says on the subject of the alleged Holocaust, I will always believe. What does that statement even mean? I ask myself. I submit it is straying perilously close to this. Don't bother me with pesky facts. Don't bother me with evidence. Don't bother me with scientific analysis of chemistry samples from so-called gas chamber walls. Don't bother me with scientific analysis of ground-penetrating radar showing undisturbed soil below, where allegedly millions of bodies lay buried in pits. Don't bother me with any of that stuff. I will not make any effort. My mind is made up. I do not wish to be disturbed, and if, Margie, you dare disturb my made-up mind, then you are ignorant. Huh? I sigh again. I changed my mind after decades of believing in the truth of the Holocaust. I didn't change my mind on a basis of faith, like I believe. I changed my mind on the basis of making an effort to weigh the factual evidence, do the research, read and think. In other words, I was willing to get out of my comfort zone and admit that maybe I had been flat wrong for decades. Who is the ignorant one? I'll give the last word to Thomas Sowell, who said, it is usually futile to try to talk facts and analysis to people who are enjoying a sense of moral superiority in their ignorance. Duh.